Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so stinking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can live the life that you love with those that you love, doing whatever the heck you want. And on top of that, you're not just about your own comfort and convenience, but as a Rippler, you want to create a ripple effect in the lives of others, because you know that as you prosper and liberate yourself, you can do the same for others too. You can be a greater force for good. And that's the power that you can have, where money is not the root of all evil, but money is actually the root of all that's good, because it's evidence that you're creating massive amounts of value in the world and you're a wise steward of the resources you're given. So I'm excited to call you guys Ripplers today. I'm proud of you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Appreciate you guys sharing this and making this a fantastic show. As a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can get great ebook on there, Beyond Rice and Beans. Plus, you can get the several blogs and things like that that are very informational and great stuff for you too. So today I want to talk about something frightening, being Halloween and all, right? Because, I wanted to find something that would scare the crap out of you. So here we go. Now, I'm not going to make my face or anything like that. This is why it's not a video podcast here, but I'm sure if I did, maybe I can frighten you there too. But in truth, I want to just talk about reality. We don't have to embellish anything, but look at real numbers here, the reality. And I specifically want to talk about the stock market, because I think one of the hardest things that people have to grasp on is people still believe that the market does a certain rate of return and that somehow it's going to get you to freedom. And it's not just you guys. It's not your fault. Everybody's been perpetuating these myths for years, right? I remember when I was a financial advisor, starting 18 years ago, they would say, hey, look at this. We ran this all the way back out to the 1920s. And if you watch the averages of all the ups and downs and the depressions, the recessions and left and rights and everything else, check it out. Small cap stocks averaged over 12% a year, and large cap stocks were over 10% a year. They were between like 10 and 11%. And so we'd show people like, hey, what if you got 10 or 12% average returns? And we want to be really, really like conservative, saying you'll probably do better than this. Look at 8%. Check this out. And then we would say things like, look at how inflation goes. Inflation's only like, 2 or 3%. It's not very high. So look at this. You'll make great money. You'll make millions. And that's just not true. And it's not just me, by the way. Like, I actually have a Twitter post that I screenshotted and put in my presentation when I do my masterminds that I do. So a lot of times I'll show this tweet from Dave Ramsey, right? It's actually coming from at Dave Ramsey. He says, saving only $100 per month from age 25 to age 65 at 12% growth equals $1,176,000. And here's his comment to follow that. Everyone should retire a millionaire. Now, he's doing the same thing I started doing when I taught financial advising. And this is why you have to be careful about who you listen to when they start giving you old advice. This is the same thing I said 18 years ago before I even found out what the real return of the stock market is, because average and actual returns are not true. The numbers they give you, by the way, are average rates of return, but they're not the actual yield that you see showing up in your account. And we're not even talking about fees, by the way. So, when he's talking about $100 per month for 40 years at 12% growth, I would say the same thing. Like, yeah, look, you'd be a millionaire or pretty darn close. Here's the kicker. One, I ran the numbers. I checked his math just to make sure, right? What's interesting is that 40 years at $100 a month, and you can run this 12% annual returns, it's not $1.176 million. It's actually $979,000. dollars. So guess what? You're still not a millionaire. You're just $21,000 short. So I think that's kind of funny. I rented out for whatever reason, it's 41.6 years gives you that number he came up with. So how he even got that number is beyond me. So 40 years, $100 a month, 12% return is actually $979,000. So no, everyone will not retire a millionaire. No one would retire a millionaire with those numbers at 12% growth. But the second problem is we're not getting 12% growth in the market. The last 20 years, I ran this just a few weeks ago, the numbers, about 3.92%, depending on the day. It's usually right about just under 4% has been the average for the last 20 years. The last 30 years, it's been about between 7.45 to 7.5, depending on the day when you check the market. Now, here's the kicker. This is the S&P 500, by the way. This is before fees are taken out. Most of you guys will never get 7.5%, we'll say, right? That just doesn't happen. The truth is you're more likely to get, you know, 6.5 to 7% if you're lucky after fees and everything else, because you just don't get that kind of return. But what if we did run it out saying, all right, let's see what it would look like. You know, what if we did get that 7.45%, right? What if we actually got that sort of number? Well, guess what? It's not $1 million or $1.176 million. $100 a month for 40 years at 7.45% is $280,000. Now, even if you do 7.5%, right? Let's just say you give them the benefit of the doubt, you get 7.5%, you're still just under $300,000. Not a million, guys. That is tremendously a big problem. Do you see what's scary right here? Is that if you believed in the numbers that you were taught, you would think, oh, I'm going to be just fine. No, you're not. It's not going to be just fine. Because, you know, going from expecting, you know, like what Dave Ramsey said, if you go based on what he told you, you're expecting almost 1.2 million and you find out you're less than 300,000. That's a quarter. That's 25% of what you expected to get. And that's not happening, guys. That's not the truth. Now, let's put this into even a bigger reality. Well, what would it take to retire? How much money would you have to save to be able to do that, right? And so I started running the numbers out saying, well, what does that look like? Like if we got the real rates of returns, you know, how is it looking? So first and foremost, let's just say you had a 10-year retirement goal, a cash flow goal of $100,000, right? If you wanted $100,000 a year type of money you could pull off, you could do it one of a few ways. One, you could save in a mutual fund and say you did actually net 7% before taxes, that is, we haven't factored in taxes. But if you want $100,000 a year and then you have to pay taxes on it, and you want to do that in 10 years, here's your trick. In 10 years, you want to retire, you got to put away $19,400 a month. $19,400 a month you got to put away. So over 19 grand a month you got to put away from now for the rest of the next 10 years. So really, you got to put away, you know, in the ballpark of just about, what is that? $228,000, give or take. $230,000. We'll just go up just to be safe, right? So you got to start saving $230,000 a year for the next 10 years to save up enough to then live on less than the interest. It's specifically living on 3% of your account value, because that's what they tell you to do. They tell you not to live on, the old people used to say 4%, but those numbers are completely outdated. Those were numbers based on simulations ran that only went through the 70s. Not through reality, not through today. So you look at that, you're earning, even if you happen to be earning 7%, you got to save $230,000 a year. If you're only earning an average of 6% over time, which is probably closer to truth, you probably got to be packing away at least $20,000 a month for the next 10 years. Good luck. By the way, there's no 401k that can do that. Now, if you had an investment, say you did get an investment, a normal investment that paid you 10% rate of return, all right? And that's paying you 10% consistently, contractually, so that now you're not living off of just 3%. Now you can live off the 10% interest, right? Well, you got to save even then. You got to save about $4,965 a month to have a $100,000 a year lifestyle. So almost $5,000 a month, much better than almost 20 grand a month. That's a quarter. Even though you only increase your ROI by 3% just by not having it in mutual funds and having a place that actually pays you returns can get you that. Now, if your investment paid you even just 2% more, just 12%, guess what? You knock off $1,200 a month. You can do it with about $3,700 a month. You can then retire on that. So now you're starting to get even easier. Now, I'm not saying this is simple, right? I mean, $3,700 a month, you're talking about putting away, you know, about $45,000 a year for the next 10 years to then live on $100,000 a year. That's not bad. But I'm telling you, you can't do it with mutual funds. What would you rather save, $19,000 a month or $3,700 a month? Kind of a hard choice, isn't it? You know, not even double the return, but it depends on what you're investing in. Now, when I say cash flow investments, you've heard other shows. We've talked about things like real estate, syndications or funds and things like that that pay you contractually, where you become the bank. You know, there's things such as, you know, like oil and gas. We've talked about that. I mean, there's all kinds of ways and businesses you can invest in. And there's ways to even earn better than 12% returns. I'm not saying that you are going to earn 12%. I don't make any promises. I'm not making any recommendations to you right here, right now, because I don't know who you are and I don't know what you could do. But I do know that there's investments out there that pay that on a pretty consistent basis. There's still an element of risk. Nothing's guaranteed, but that's what they contractually will pay, or sometimes even better. I the one thing I love about real estate, especially when you leverage it using mortgages, when you put 20% or 25% down versus financing the whole property in cash, the cool thing is a lot of times you might only get a cash and cash return of 10 or 12%. And I shouldn't say only, because that's a great return. But the cool killer returns come when you have tax advantages. So now you get to keep more of the cash flow that's coming in because you get to depreciate the property. And there's some really cool tax breaks going on right now with that. There's also things where the renters are paying down your mortgage for you. So you're building equity without any of your own money, because you're just taking that money they're paying you, putting that towards your mortgage and building equity slowly over time. And then, of course, if it appreciates, bonus, right? You add that in there and that's huge. And so so it's not uncommon that when you start looking at real, you know, return on your money, sometimes you can easily surpass 20, 30% a year on just that money. And that's, guys, that's way more doable, especially if you can get those kind of returns. It's way more doable. Again, I'm not making any promises and I'm not making any recommendations. I'm just saying, based on the numbers and based on even things that I've seen happen for myself, right? It's way more possible, and you have way more hope to do something like that than you would if you just said, hey, let's sock it into your 401ks or your IRAs, which you can't even legally dump in enough money to even have a decent lifestyle. At best, you'll have a nice little supplemental retirement, but you'll have to be begging and hoping and pleading that maybe you might make enough returns, you know, or make enough money from your Social Security, assuming that it's still around. So guys, this should scare you, scare the crap out of you, because the truth is that almost, I wouldn't say almost everyone, but I would say the majority of Americans, there's still millions that are doing it the way I'm talking about, doing it the way that's better. But there's many tens of if not hundreds of millions of Americans and people around the world that are dumping their money in the stock market, hoping and praying that it's actually going to work out. And I'm here to tell you that it might not. Because what if you're the person that says, hey, I've got a 20-year time frame, and oh shoot, well, the market only averaged 4%. Well, that just destroyed anything I thought I had. You know, it just doesn't cut it. It just can't do it for you. So I hope that I'm not, I am here to scare you. Happy Halloween, guys. I'm here to scare the snot out of you. So, you know, while you're trick-or-treating, just know that the right time is now. The one thing you have is time, right? But also the one enemy you have is time. The longer you go doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result, which the results have not proven to be valid for anyone that's been saving in the markets. You know, whenever I find somebody who has money in the markets, they've been packing away a ton of money, but they still realize that it's not the kind of income they want, which is why they often come to me. And even then, and sometimes they'll say, well, I got this much money and I think I'm set. Well, here's what happens a lot of times. One, they might have a very cheap lifestyle. They might have a very minimalized lifestyle, which I'm not opposed to. I think that's cool. I think it's great to do that. But secondly, what I also see happening is that a lot of times there's some big windfall that happens, whether they sell a business and they make a bunch of money off that and then they've got money to invest, or they ended up inheriting money from parents or grandparents or whomever, right? And what happens is that that's not the true savings kind of scenario. It's not like they had to do it, you know, scrimping and saving, doing the same thing for really, for most people, the max has been is 35 years, not even that. Because 401ks have only been really active since about 84 to 85 when normal people could start using, you know, middle class workers could start using 401ks. So if you've been packing money away in your IRAs or 401ks for the last 30 plus years, you probably already know the truth. You already know that it's not what you expected. But guys, you can change that right now. There are answers that you can actually help yourself right now. Just today, I mean, and there's even things like what I talked about before, and strategies like using life insurance to help double dip and increase your returns even on those other investments, right? You know, I talked about insurance strategies and how to do that whole infinite banking concept. You know, I just met with some regional reps just today. And they're talking about, of course, everywhere, every company across the board right now are increasing their insurance costs. So even right now, even the next week, after about a week or so, the costs go up for you regardless. And things change. So like I'm even telling people right now, I'm telling some of my clients, hey, if you're thinking about getting an insurance policy and you want to get the max ROI possible, do it now. Because I wish I could have told everybody, every one of you 2 years. Well, okay, I did tell you guys 2 years ago, but I wish all of you had followed me over 2 years ago when the returns were even better then. And so, I have clients that say, okay, you know, how's it looking? I'm like, well, let's just say your policy is better than anybody's can get their policies right now. And that's going to change for every insurance company across the board now that insurance costs are going up for everybody. So even that on a time frame, like, you know, the thing is more that we hum-ha and we don't take action on stuff, there is a cost to that. There is an opportunity cost, guys. And I don't want that to happen to you. The scariest thing you could do is to do nothing and to keep trying to do the same things you've been doing and hoping that maybe you might be the exception to the rule, when in truth, you'll just become another statistic, which is, people aren't retiring. They are working longer. They're living on less just to see if they can make ends meet. That is the harsh, scary reality, guys. So I don't want that to happen to you. If you got questions, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. I hope you have a haunted and ghouly and wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.